This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Moscow says its missile attacks on Ukraine this morning were aimed at Ukrainian troops about to be deployed into battle. The AP's Charles Ledesma with what Ukraine is saying.
Russia has fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones at Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine, killing a number of people and striking a residential building in central Ukraine. Air raid sirens sounded around the capital in the first attack against the city in nearly 2 months. The Kyiv city administration saying the Air Force had intercepted a volley of cruise missiles and two unmanned aerial vehicles over the capital. There were no immediate reports of any missiles hitting targets in Kyiv. But in Uman, 134 miles south of the capital, Ukrainian National Police say two cruise missiles hit a nine-story residential building, killing a number of people and wounding many more. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A landslide in Southern California has closed a historic cultural center, shut down rail service in the area, and forced the evacuation of some homes. This was in San Clemente. Former President Trump says this doesn't concern him. His former Vice President Mike Pence testified Thursday before a federal grand jury investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
Testimony from Mike Pence is expected to give prosecutors a firsthand account of some of the conversations and events that led up to the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. The day that Congress was to certify that Joe Biden was the winner. Pence has written in his memoir he was under intense pressure from Donald Trump to overturn the results, even though the former vice president didn't really have the power to do that.
A key index of underlying inflation that's closely followed by the Fed remained elevated last month. That keeps the Fed on track to raise interest rates next week. This is AP News. Now to China.
Foreign companies are under growing pressure in China as that government tightens control. China's anti-corruption and security investigations are clashing with the ruling party's effort to lure foreign investment back after the end of antivirus control measures. Bain & Company, the global management consulting firm, says police in China questioned staff in their Shanghai office but gave no details of what they were looking for. The Minsk Group, which conducts background checks and investigations for international clients, says its Beijing office was raided last month by police who detained five employees. The government also announced a security review of chipmaker Micron Inc., a leading supplier to Chinese factories. There's no indication the raids are politically motivated amid tensions over tech security, human rights, Taiwan, and other issues. Chinese companies have been targeted for even more severe action. Business groups say global companies are beginning to shift investment plans to India, South Korea, and other nations in Southeast Asia. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.